السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم, اما بعد. For the past few days we have been discussing the dua of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اللہم انی اعوذ بک من جہد البلاء ودرک الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتۃ الاعداء. But this morning, as I was just coming for this Fajr Salat, in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam weighed heavily on my mind. And whenever this happens, then that is an indicator for me that I must speak on this hadith sharif. So although we are discussing the duas, but for some reason this hadith sharif must have weighed heavily. So therefore I am discussing this hadith sharif. And that is also something that is linked to this subject of duas, in which I have been mentioning repeatedly that just duas or just wazifas, just tasbihat will not help. It goes as a package together with our other actions and our other amal, together with our performance of our duties, the fulfillment of the rights and obligations, together with our other faraiz, wajibat, sunnats, then we are going to make these duas and these wazifas. They will definitely help. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system is such that such type of people who are fulfilling their other duties, they are performing the salat, giving the zakat, they are not stealing, they are not cheating, they are not committing adultery and fornication, and if accidentally they committed some sins and then made plenty of tawbah and istighfar and returned to whomsoever whatever is due, then when they read this little wazifas too, they will come back and say, Alhamdulillah, we just read this and Allah Ta'ala made it easy and the doors opened. So many cases like that. It is just like that bullet example again, that little bullet, it can kill a lion too, it can kill an elephant, but the bullet has to be in the gun. Then if you pull the trigger, it will kill the lion. But if somebody holds the bullet in between his two fingers and then says that I've got a bullet and with this bullet I can kill a lion, so therefore I'm going to hold it in my hand and walk into Kruger National Park and throw this bullet at a lion, then he won't be even able to kill a rat with that, because it's not in the gun. So we have to build up that strength of iman, that gun. Then we put these bullets of tasbihat inside there and wazifas, then they will reach its target. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned, he was asked. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sa'alahu rajulun. A person asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mal iman, what is iman? Qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, iza sarratka hasanatuka wa sa'atka sayyi'atuka fa anta mu'min. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that when your good deeds, when your good actions, when your good habits, when your charities, when your generosity, when your kindness, when your performance of salat, when your giving of zakat, when your assisting and helping the poor, the needy, the orphans, the widows, the destitutes, when you are smiling cheerfully and talking to your brothers and sisters and family members and friends, anything and everything that comes under the category of a good deed, when that gives you happiness, your happiness must be in good deeds. And good deeds, as I explained to you just now, is not just this performance of salat. All these things are good deeds. There are so many good deeds. Person is making salam, that's a good deed. The person is removing something that will cause obstruction to somebody, that is a good deed. So any good deed of the person gives him happiness, gives him satisfaction, gives him a kind of joy in his heart. His good deed gives him joy. His good deed gives him happiness. And when his evil deeds, when his evil actions, they cause him pain, affliction, they cause him grief in his heart, they cause him a hurt and an injury in his heart. Any kind of bad deed and bad action causes the person great amount of grief. Sa'atka sayyatuka. Cause him great amount of grief, great amount of sorrow, great amount of pain, great amount of hurt in his heart. That why did I do this bad deed? Why did I do this bad action? It gives him a kind of pain. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, you are a mu'min. So we always have to look at definitions. And we have to look at the definitions in the light of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's teachings. So all of us have got a very bold claim that we are mu'min. We are people of iman. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that is the sign that you have got iman. In other words, if you do not have that, if you do not have this, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, then it means that there is a lack of iman, weakness of iman, or sometimes there is no iman. Sometimes there is no iman, but the person is thinking that he's got iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the yardstick that he gave, that measure your actions in accordance with this yardstick. Now let us take our actions and see that as far as good deeds are concerned, many a times it does give us some kind of happiness. Good deed, it has got a natural effect of giving a person happiness. If a person is going and giving hampers, a person is going and giving some assistance to somebody, a person is doing any good deed, he's making namaz, he's making zikr, he's making tilawat, then the normal effect of good deeds is that it gives a person happiness. But we have to also remember that it is not just our good deed that must give us happiness. I'm just trying to get across to you a fine line that is just coming to into my mind, that sometimes we are happy with our good deeds, but because of jealousy, we are not happy with the good deeds of another person. Because of our jealousy, which is burning our heart, we are not happy with the good deeds of another person. We see another person engaged in a lot of good deeds, then we are jealous. We desire that that person does not get that tawfiq of doing those good deeds. Because we cannot do what he is doing, therefore we are now jealous of his good deeds. Instead of making dua that Ya Allah increase him in good deeds. Hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? Hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe? Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz? Taffe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Are you unhappy about the distribution of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala gave him tawfiq, you are unhappy about it. So your own good deeds must give you happiness too, and any other person, as long as that person is doing it according to the Quran and Sunnah, then you must express a kind of happiness irrespective of which branch of deen the person is working in. He could be working in some other branch of deen. We are in another branch of deen. But at the end of the day, we are all working for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, that example, that the person who is in parliament, if you have to ask him who he is working for, is working for the government. The person in the cabinet is working for the government. The president of the country is also the government. If you take the person that is working in all these departments, whether it is of agriculture, or whether it is of education, or whether it is of anything else, but if it is a department of the government, then the person will say, I am working for the government. So much so that if our railway and our aeroplanes, now of course SAA is no more government control, I don't know if it is still, but the thing is that because of this privatization business, so many things are going. But if the person is working for the railway and the railway is government controlled, then the person who is selling the tickets, you ask him who you're working for, is working for the government. The person who is sweeping the platform there, you ask him who you're working for, is working for the government. The person who is cleaning the coaches of the railways, of the trains, he is also working for the government. So they may be in different departments, but at the end of the day, they're all working for the government. So in the same way, in whichever department you may be of deen, but you are working for the government of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So why should there be unhappiness? The person who's working in sweeping, he is not unhappy that why the other person is performing his duties properly. So this is what we have to get into our heads and our minds, that our own good deeds and the good deeds of others also must give us satisfaction and happiness in our heart. That is first part of it. And the other part is that when your evil deeds, your bad deeds, your bad actions, they cause you great sorrow and grief and pain and hurt and injury, then that is a mu'min. Now that is the department that we have to check. When the person is reading a filthy magazine, does it give him happiness or does it give him sorrow in his heart? When the person is watching those filthy films, or when those beautiful faces are coming on the television screen, or when that sweet music is entering his ears, or when there's plenty of intermingling and there is a lot of hee-hee and ha-ha and joking and laughter and feasting and merrymaking, whether the person is a mahram or ghair mahram, or whether it is jaiz or not jaiz and all that, no questions are asked. But there's a lot of enjoyment, fun and pleasure. When the person is watching some filthy sight on the internet, or when the person is engaging in ghibat and backbiting, or when the person is stealing, or when the person is committing some fraud, or when he is hiding some defect in an article that he is selling, or he is missing his namazes, he is not giving his zakat, he is not going for hajj, whatever action that we can classify or categorize as bad deed, is that bad deed giving us a kind of pain in our heart, a hurt in our heart, a kind of sorrow, a kind of grief that, oh Allah, what have I done? Or does it give us enjoyment? Does it give us happiness? Now when a person expresses happiness over sins, then where is iman? This is what I said earlier on, that sometimes the person's iman, there is a deficiency. We'll say there's a deficiency. When is there a deficiency in the iman? Is that when the person has committed a sin, knowing that it is a sin, regretting that he is committing that sin, then we will say that there's a deficiency in that person's iman. That he has committed the sin but is unhappy with it, there's a deficiency. But when there is laughter, when there's enjoyment, when the person says also, we had a wonderful time, after committing sin, after having committed zina, after having gone to the casino, after having gone to the disco, after having engaged in some other partying at the rave club, now the person is saying, I really enjoyed myself. Now that enjoying himself in sins, then where is iman? So it is not a laughing matter, it is not a joking matter, it is not a light issue. And that was probably the reason why it weighed so heavily on my heart this whilst coming, that I must speak on this hadith. That many of us, at present, we are indulging in many, many kinds of sins. Any person who's got his finger on the pulse of society, he knows what kind of sins the community is indulging and we are indulging in. So at least recognize the sin as a sin. Detest it, dislike it, abhor it. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. Shed tears over it. But let there be no expression of happiness over sins. If only I have been able to get this across to you, it will save the iman of we don't know how many people. that there cannot be iman if the person is saying, I had a wonderful time after coming out from a disco, cinema or theater. There cannot be iman if the person is saying, I had a wonderful time and what enjoyment and what pleasure I got, that I had the most beautiful woman to commit zina with. Now if that person is talking like that, or last night we did this and last night we did that, then it shows that that's not a deficiency of iman, there's no iman. Iman is that the person is unhappy, he's disliking it, he's regretting it, then too there's a deficiency, but at least there is iman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this short hadith, but it has got very, very deep and wide meaning. And it has an implication for all of us. And especially whatever I'm saying now is because of the times of fitna that we are living in, where we do not know from which side the fitna has hit us, and we do not know what to expect at what time. And then good people who are solid and firm with the namazas and with the tilawat and with the zikr, but they get caught up in the fitna and they forget that just now we were asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness of sins, and we were saying that we want solid iman. They forget that they were at the multazam, they forget that they were at the Roza Mubarak. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of iman, where our good deeds, our righteous actions give us happiness, give us joy, give us satisfaction. And not only ours, but anybody in the ummah who is doing any good work, which is within the parameters of Sharia, which is according to the Quran and Sunnah, then that work also gives us happiness. Whichever branch of iman he may be, whichever branch of deen he may be working in. And also, the most important thing being that sins which have become a kind of food of our life, then we must make sincere tawbah, and in future consider at least those sins as sins, and keep on making istighfar and tawbah and the effort to come out of it. But deep down in the heart there must be absolutely no happiness and satisfaction over it. The person must never ever bring such kind of words on his tongue, that I enjoyed myself after committing sins. He must be very, very careful, because certain statements, they lead to kufr, rejection, and that breaks even the marriage of the person. So many people's marriages are gone because of statements that they made, but they consider themselves married and they consider the children as legitimate, but we do not know when that iman left them. So we have to be very, very careful and very much on guard these days to the statements that we make, our actions and our deeds. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and to everybody that is listening, the tawfiq of amal and understanding these hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala remove the problems, the difficulties, the hardships of each and every one in the ummah, whatever those problems may be, whatever those difficulties may be. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إني أعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله 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 الله